So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalified.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, Ernie.
What?
Hey, it's time for Swap and Sell.
Swap and Sell? What's that?
Yeah, it's Ernie and Dave Swap and Sell every Saturday morning.
Can I sell my car?
You can sell anything you want. You can give it away. You can swap it.
Can I have a community event?
Yeah, community event, fundraiser.
Can I have a garage sale?
You can have a garage sale. Any kind of event you have going on, you call us.
Where?
Right here at 605-4567.
You mean here in KCNR 1460?
Every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. Listen for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your North State Swap and Sell.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to KCNR. How are you on this Labor Day?
This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our friends down there, veterans always get discounts. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, of course. And then the walk next door to get the lowest tobacco prices in town. And, of course, the finest walking humidor in the state, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, for the people that were on the Internet, it seems like it's reset itself at some point. We didn't know that we were streaming. We're back up streaming again. We just had to turn it back on. So to try again if you weren't getting it. Okay. I'll bite. Why can't you wear white after, does it have something to do with pagan rituals or something?
Well, no, it became something that, at one point, this has just been passed on. The wives of the super rich ruled high society with an iron fist after the Civil War. As more and more people became millionaires, though, it was difficult to tell the difference between old money, respectable families, and those who had only vulgar new money, you know. That vulgar new money.
I wouldn't mind having vulgar new money.
By the 1880s, in order to tell who was acceptable and who wasn't, the women who were already in felt it necessary to create dozens of fashion rules that everyone in the know had to follow. That way, if women showed up in the opera in a dress that cost more than Americans made in a year, but it had the wrong sleeve length, other women would know not to give her the time of day. I'm so glad that I was not living in that time. That's just, it's so shunful. Not wearing white outside the summer months was another one of these silly rules. White was for weddings and resort wear, not dinner parties in the fall. Of course, it could get extremely hot in September, and wearing white might make the most sense. But if you wanted to be appropriately attired, you just did not do it. Labor Day became a federal holiday in 1894, and society eventually adopted it as the natural end point for summer fashion. Not everyone followed the rule. Even some socialites continued to buck the trend, most famously Coco Chanel, who wore white year-round. I wish I would have been able to come back with that one when they told me not to wear white in the South. But even though the rule was originally enforced by only a few hundred women, over the decades it trickled down to everyone else. See? But by the 1950s, women's magazines made it clear to the middle-class America, white clothing came out on Memorial Day and went away on Labor Day.
Okay.
Wow. I thought you might want that tidbit.
You know, it's amazing how long you can live without tidbits like that and then just realize how really sparse my life's been without it. But feds have okayed marijuana, it appears. They will not block Colorado and Washington State from eliminating criminal laws for using it and will establish state licensed growers for those who want to grow it. And then, and not just medicinally, but those just want to take a little toke after dinner. So now, but the feds did say is that they will continue to do if it's being grown on federal lands. They'll go after if it's trafficking and all this. I'm having problems with this. If you remember what happened when the feds made that first pronouncement saying, well, we're not going to go against state laws, how marijuana, you know, can I use the word erupted? Marijuana grows erupted in the North State, enough so that people were complaining about it. They were growing acres and acres of this stuff, hundreds of acres of it. They were using pesticides and fertilizers that were illegal here in the States. They were destroying the environment, but it wasn't regulated. So what they're saying is that if Washington State and Colorado choose to grow marijuana, and they choose to legislate it and tax it, what the administration is saying, let's treat it like beer and alcohol during Prohibition. That you ended all the millions and millions of dollars of that was flowing into the gangsters' hands via when you ended Prohibition, but that, of course, wasn't true because they still have managed to find ways of acquiring millions and millions and millions of dollars. Our government under Obama gives out these mixed signals. Has anybody else gotten this? Is that, oh, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. Okay. Let the states take care of their own marijuana problems. No, we've gone back in and if you've got grows, we're going to confiscate your property. We're going to confiscate the property that the marijuana is in. Shut down the stores, the whole thing. Has anybody getting to the fact that it's getting to be pretty difficult? So it sounds to me like what the feds are saying is if states pass their own laws like that, that they're just going to have hands off. Totally. And it's going to be up to states to handle those pesky problems like cartels and grows that are going where they're not supposed to be and people that aren't getting a permit to grow. That they're still going to go out there and grow and destroy the environment. But now, they're saying the states and counties handle this. Like, bathroom problems, transgender bathroom problems. We talked to the people up at the, state who wrote it. And I said, there's not a lot of clarity in there. And he said, oh, well, we're used to having the county, counties can handle this. They don't need a lot of guidance. We just gave them this to do so that they could figure it out because the counties can do that. So we're going to pass these laws and just pass them down to you. Oh, by the way, there's no money associated to it in case you have to build new bathrooms or you have to build new facilities because we're having problems. And this is what the state, you know, this is what the school superintendent and the county's come up with. But we'll be right back after the news. We've got people on the line and we want to talk about local. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today, or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Redding Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower-income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income-qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low-income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES Program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share Program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Redding Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and the Bot, good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning, 62 degrees out there. It's going to be a great day.
Good morning on this Labor Day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Guaranteed to do jobs others don't dare offer. Small chips to 24 inches. Go see Jeff and tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio. Located at 3208 Market Street in Redding.
Give him a call at 241-8373. Okay, the red line. Obama goes to, I'm sorry. Thank you very much there, Bad
Good
Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
And what's going on? What's going on with Daniel?
I was kind of listening to your monologue or your rant or whatever you want to call it there.
Which one? Is it about the marijuana?
Yeah, but it got me thinking, you know, this is a typical cherry-picking thing about which laws I'm going to enforce and not enforce. And so we go back over the last 5 years. I mean, the list is probably longer than your arm. You know, we're talking about the immigration laws, the laws about exporting technology, that type of thing, the laws exporting arms, fast and furious, all those types of things.
Yeah, the Dream Act, the whole thing. Yeah.
So, it's, you know, when he's you just, talk about
he's just
the
cut off.
Things that,
yeah. No,
that,
go on.
President Nixon was impeached for, you know, the reason they impeached Bill Clinton. You know, that was a short list.
Well, they are doing, you know, there's obviously, I wonder who's in charge, first of all. You gotta ask yourself, who's in charge? Is it the president, or who's in the cabinet's in charge, you know? First they do it, you know, when they first come into office, No, we're not going to enforce state laws. Well, it turns out that it was such a mess that then they came back and said, okay, we're going to enforce those laws inside the state, that, you know, the federal laws inside the state concerning marijuana. Well, then two states legalize it totally. You know, in California, they just legalized it for medicinal purposes. In Colorado and Washington, they legalized it, period, and take away all legal, take away all criminal, connotations to it, and said that, hey, we're going to give people the, we're going to give people growers, they've got to apply for a growing permit, and we're going to give it to them, but then we're going to tax them, and then now you can smoke marijuana any way you want. And frankly, feds, so what? And the feds rolled over.
But, you know, the real sad thing is they're not treating it like an agricultural type of a product either.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. You know, they should, you know what, if you're going to, I would, this is such a, you know, this thing has got so many aspects to it. So the state of Washington says, okay, we're going to grow it up there. You know, they've got good growing areas up there for marijuana. So, okay, if you want to be a, if you want to grow marijuana and tell us how many acres you want to grow. So this guy wants to grow 500 acres. Let's just say 500 acres. So he gets a permit and they charge him for a permit for 500 acres, or we're going to charge you, oh, $1,000 an acre. So, you know, $500,000 they charge him for an acre, for 500 acres. And then so he grows it. So are they going to make sure he's using the proper chemicals, the proper fertilizer, and all this to be growing this? Does he have just a season, or can he use, you know, I guess, I don't know. I think there is a growing season. And then at the end of it, are they watching it to see how much he's made so then they can tax him on it? So he gets so many tons out of that. Do they tax them on that? How much do they tax them on that? And then they in turn sells that to stores that be like a regular tobacco and brew that now have that now sell marijuana along with loose tobacco. Right. Is this the way they're going to do it?
That's a good question. You know, and then you get to the rest of it, like in California, where you get the medicinal.
Okay, now here's the other thing too. If I just think about it like this. Okay, so I'm going to grow this. We can grow it. You've got, you know, lots of growers in Washington State. So that means if you want to buy marijuana, the cost of marijuana should be down, right? So what happens if that 500 acres this guy has, if he kind of puts 100 acres in there that now goes across the border to where it's illegal? But they don't really know that. He's already paid his taxes on it. So instead of selling it within the state, he just kind of like packages it up. And in a dark night, a truck takes a ton of it and moves east, moves next door, moves into Nevada, comes to California. I don't care. Comes to Oregon and starts selling it. I mean, there's a lot of things going on here. Now the feds are, that's interstate transport of a federally prohibited substance.
Well, they'll say it's the Fair Trade Act.
Well, they could. Or maybe Colorado and Washington State can trade back and forth, and you just have to travel back and forth across your across the highway. So is it, you know, so can they do that? I mean, obviously it's going to, you know what, they're going to grow it legally and sell it legally in Washington State, but what happens when they move it illegally into another state like New York? Because you're not, I mean, there's got to be something there, because New York, say New York hasn't approved it, but not that they won't, but say they haven't.
Well,
there's a lot of things that go along with this.
Of our state legislatures or not. I've asked a couple of them. I'll just let them remain nameless because I don't want to embarrass them too much yet. But marijuana should be handled as a controlled substance, just like codeine and those other things should. So I don't know why pharmacists are not the ones that are having to dispense this instead of just go to a local marijuana store.
Well, one of our, and this is from Craig. Thank you, Craig. Tobacco Bud and Brew. Well, you know what? You know what? Frankly, you know, I've got, you know, we've had people on here from heavy into drug. I mean, not, they're fighting the drugs. They're fighting drugs. They're fighting fifth graders. What'd she say? 8 years old was the youngest one that she has seen that's been abusing drugs. And she is adamant that marijuana is a gateway drug. Is a gateway drug. And there's many others that marijuana is a gateway drug that leads them on to other things. But
one of my dear friend's son died from heroin, and marijuana was his gateway drug. So nobody can tell me it's not.
You know, there are people that will argue this. Well, what about all the people that use marijuana that don't go on to something else? Well, I don't know. You know, frankly, I've never used it. And I don't, I mean, I talk to people that do, and I know people that have used it that haven't. I mean, obviously some people still use it and they're not using heavier drugs. But anyway, the feds now have thoroughly confused me, which is not hard to do. On a day like this.
Well, anyway, I haven't talked to you guys for a while, so I thought, well, I better get in here when I get the shot.
Well, good. It's good to have it on Labor Day. Thanks a lot, Daniel. We got to take a break.
Be well.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Daniel.
So, you know, is it going to be the big thing is the interstate commerce, I think. If you want to sell it within your state, it's okay. But intrastate, though, when they start moving the marijuana out, which they will.
It's going to be a black market, just very much like we heard yesterday about with ammunition. Just really big black market. You know, I came across a great article I'd love to share with you, too, before we get to the 8 o'clock hour. And that is going to be, what are the top 10 jobs that are going to be, I think you're going to be surprised. The top 10 ranked jobs coming up.
Okay, and also along with that, we want to talk about the red line in the sand that Obama has drawn and is pulling everybody into. Let's talk about that, too. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, 62 degrees, 7:38 in the morning. We'll be right back.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
Now, this is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
Yeah. 64 degrees in the beautiful downtown area of KCNR. How are you on this Labor Day? Come and check out the flags.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, family operated, senior and veterans discounts, and very, very competitively priced. Shasta Gas Propane, good people there, 530-365-3793, that's 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane, and our friends there. Hey, September 7th at 1 p.m., Debbie Sprague, who wrote A Stranger in My Bed about post-traumatic stress disorder, a wonderful book, absolutely wonderful, is going to be at Barnes & Noble at 1260 Churn Creek Road on Saturday, September 7th at 1 p.m. for author signing. So if you have not read the book, or if you have the book and you wanted to meet her, it's a good chance to do it.
Hey, I promised to share this. The past 10 years, the number of non-farm workers rose by just 5%. But despite past decades' painful recession and the slow job growth that has followed, several occupations have more than doubled the number of workers employed. 24/7 Wall Street compared employment figures published by the Bureau of Labor Statistics for hundreds of occupations from 2002 to 2012. A service unit operator jobs in the energy industry quadrupled in that time. The nation's aging population and changing energy needs played major roles in driving a disproportionate job growth for many of the occupations listed. So here are the 10 fastest growing jobs in America. You guys are going to love this because this just kind of just like blew me away. All right. Number 10. Skincare specialists. Okay. So your annual pay is about 28. 10-year job growth has raised like 16%. Personal care aides. That is also something. That's number 9. Number 8, personal financial advisors. That's had a huge growth. Coaches and scouts. That's 7th on the list. Cool. Number 6 on the list. Human resources specialists. Number 5 on the list, massage therapists. These are what they're going to be in the next 10 years that people are going to, what's happened from 2012 and then what they see in the next jobs. Number 4, interpreters and translators. Number 3, music directors and composers.
These are growth jobs in the next 10 years?
Yes, it seems that Americans
first. I find this list disturbing already.
Yeah.
Now, do you see anything like scientists?
Petroleum engineers are number 2.
Okay, there's one.
And number 1, service unit operators, oil, gas, and mining.
With the exception of the last couple, very few of those were people who actually produce anything of tangible, lasting value.
That hire lots of people. Well, HR hires people of other companies. Yeah, I mean, That was strange. That was a little scary right there because you had geologists and engineers like that, ones who run the gas and oil.
Right.
That is.
You had coaches, you had massage therapists, and you had body care, facialists, things that you want to continue to be young because we have such baby boomers.
But I don't see things like,
doctors.
Doctors. I don't see things like, anything that has to do with building and construction, like architects, engineers, how about people that take care of things like your infrastructure guys, welders, sewers, linemen. I mean, is this just going to go away?
This is from the Financial News and Commentary website called 24/7 Wall Street. And it's
I've seen it before. Yeah. It's not something that's come out of like somebody's, this is a good idea. I think I'll be a facialist.
Yeah. Yeah, it bothers me. Where's people who innovate, who make things? These are all.
They have music composers.
Well, yes.
Free fire facialist. Free fire media facialist.
And the arts
petroleum engineers they have on there.
But there's only 2 out of that group.
Only
coaches
2 out of
and
that
scouts.
Group.
Where do coaches and scouts come into?
Where's aerospace? Where's technology? Where's the people doing, manufacturing? Where are people making tangible goods?
Where's the construction foreman for building cars and all this? I mean,
The number of coaches and scouts rose from less than 100,000 in 2002 to more than 200,000 in 2012. Several factors have driven job growth for coaches and scouts, and the same factors are expected to continue to drive further growth. A growing number of retirees with time to participate in sports such as golf and tennis is a major source of demand for coaches. But schools and universities are actually the largest source of jobs for coaches, according to the BLS. Job growth in college sports, especially women's sports, is expected to be a key driver of employment growth in the field
going forward. You can make $30,000-$40,000 a year rubbing people's faces.
Their annual pay, median annual pay, $28,000.
Yeah, but that's median.
Yeah.
That means there's people that make a lot more than that.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
Let's take a break
because I want to come back. I want to talk, if I can, if I may. I want to talk about Obama.
Red line,
Obama and Congress. Let's see what happens there. We're talking about going back and heating the war in the Middle East up again. How's that been working for you the last 12 years? We'll be right back.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times, but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Redding know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's going to be a damn good celebration, and you're all invited. 75 years ago, thousands of hard-working men and women traveled to Shasta County to be a part of building the second largest dam in the country. Join us as we honor and celebrate these dam builders and their families who forever changed California and the way we live today. They came to build a dam and stayed to build a community. You won't want to miss the fun September 14th through the 21st as the whole community comes together to commemorate Shasta Dam's 75 years. The week-long party will include a fun run up the dam, night tours with a special film showing in the auditorium, the Shasta Lakes Lion Club Show and Shine, monolith tours at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park, a human number 75 on the dam aerial photo will be taken, barbecues with live music, the dam workers reunion luncheon, and so much more. There is something for the whole family. You will want to get all the details at our website, ShastaDam75.org, or give us a call at 276-2037. Happy anniversary, Shasta Dam.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for 3 generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Everyone here at Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire music.
Step off that red line. You're on your own. Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You're ready to go on that red line. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Perhaps we should cool down the president, the big O.
with Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, a service you can count on. Did you know that Martin Graff, who is the leader of Alliance Heating and Air, has got over 25 years of experience, a second-generation heating and cooling contractor, that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, emergency service is available, and they have the highest quality, energy-efficient flex ducting, secure in every joint, which means is that your it gets into is makes it enables you to have lower electrical bills. I can't say enough about them. They've come out and worked on our equipment out there and on our on air conditioner and have just done an outstanding job.
I am astounded by the apologists for the current occupant of the White House who say, well, this is different than Bush because this isn't about the oil. It's about doing the right thing. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Of course not.
I love that. Spin Meisters, you can harness that power and solve the energy crisis.
Well, okay, let's talk a little bit about this. You know, if you know that all last week they were building up to the attack on Syria. Building up. It was sarin gas. It was this. Of course, the Brits in a tremendous slap to their prime minister and Obama voted, no, we're not going to do it. We're not going to get into this. And the Civil War. The Germans have done the same thing. So we have the Spanish on our side. The people of the Belizeans, Belize has decided to stay out of this war too. I'm not sure exactly what they were bringing to the table, but it was something. So Obama, in a turnaround at the, literally the last moment, a mark of indecision. Because if nothing else, we need to have, you know, you got to have somebody that at least acts like he knows what's going on. He does, I see a mark of indecision. Up to then he said, I don't need Congress. He turned and reversed what he said. I'm going to Congress now to have them approve my red line theory. I'm going to Congress to have them approve my red line theory or my red line statement. I have backed myself into a corner with my red line statement. If they use chemical weapons, they will have crossed the red line. We will have to attack. Ask yourself a question. Why would Assad do that? Why would he use chemical weapons if he knows that that would force the United States to attack him, come after him with drones, come after him with cruise missiles, come after him with jets? Why would he do that? Is it because he thinks, you know, you have to kind of wonder about the psyche of the leaders over there because Saddam Hussein, people were warning him. He did not believe that it was going to happen, that we were going to come down and take down his regime. He did not believe it. When we were out for Desert Shield, Desert Storm, all these countries, Saddam, unless you pull out of Kuwait, we're going to come in there and destroy your army. He didn't believe it. But until it happens. So maybe that's what Assad thought. Maybe Assad because you cannot think reasonably when you start thinking of these dictators. Anyway, the bottom line is he wants Congress to come in and approve bombing and the attacks on Syria. Even the Democrats are having problems with this one. One said this morning, he says, it's not the rules of engagement are not strict enough. They're not narrow enough and we don't even know what the targets are. Does Obama believe on working unilaterally, something he condemned Bush for? This man condemned Bush. So did Joe Biden, condemned President Bush for doing the same things they're doing now. Not so easy once you sit in the chair, huh, President Obama? But where do we go with this? Where are the targets? We've got to hit the targets. What are you going to hit? Where they're keeping all the sarin gas or the, quote, chemicals so you can spread it out everywhere? How about people, you're going to go after Assad? You're going to go after his communications? Are you going to go after launch systems? What are you going for? And second, the sequester. We're cutting back all the time. We can't even train people, and we're getting ready to go into war a third time. The Russians said, look at what the United States has done in Libya, Egypt, and now Syria, and, oh, of course, Iraq. Now, the Russians don't have, they sure as heck don't have a corner on making great decisions. But we have the Middle East that is coming apart. Syria is in the middle of a civil war that's been going on for years. Do we want to get in there? Do we want to become the Air Force for Al-Qaeda? Ask yourself that. Is there enough evidence to go in after them? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. What do you think?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. After his weekend call for action,
we will insist that an atrocity committed with chemical weapons is not simply investigated, it must be confronted.
President Obama is making his case to Congress now for use of force in Syria. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
And the president's biggest challenge may be the House of Representatives.
The president's got an uphill climb to convince me.
That's Ohio Republican Bill Johnson. Maryland Democrat Elijah Cummings says it's not just Congress that needs an education.
I don't think many of our constituents understand the full significance of chemical and biological warfare.
Meanwhile, another significant move by the U.S. Navy may be underway. The aircraft carrier Nimitz, now in the Red Sea, that's a lot closer to the Suez Canal and the Mediterranean if it's needed, Lisa.
Rich, there's also late word that U.S. Defense Chief Chuck Hagel will be among the security officials briefing a Senate committee tomorrow. Syria's main ally, meantime, plans some lobbying of its own. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Mideast Bureau.
Russia says the evidence the U.S. has shown them about the Syrian regime using chemical weapons is unconvincing. Lawmakers there say they'll try and urge Congress not to give the green light for a strike. It's a different tone from the head of NATO.
It's my firm position that the international community should react in such a situation.
Meanwhile, the UN says nearly a third of the population has been displaced by the fighting in Syria. That's the equivalent to the entire state of Massachusetts. Lisa?
Emily, thanks. Both firefighters and fire gaining ground in California with a so-called rim fire along the edge of Yosemite National Park has grown to more than 357 square miles. But containment jumped overnight to 60%, up from 45%. They could get some help from the weather today with clouds and higher humidity. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Gear up for fall and save big at John Deere. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new compact and select 5D and 5E open station tractors. Plus, get $750 off new 3E tractors when you buy two implements. Gear up and save today. Offer ends October 31st, 2013. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See your participating dealer for details.
Visit Valley Truck and Tractor at any of our 9 North Valley locations today. Or find us on the web at valleytruckandtractor.com or myjohndeeredealer.com.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive 2 extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with 2 free extras, go to getproactiv.com or call 1-800-583-7955. That's 1-800-583-7955.
Debate over Syria reaches far and wide.
Japan has offered moral support. Its government today saying it'll watch the Congress vote closely. Australia today said it supports US action, but said when Secretary of State John Kerry phoned the Australian Foreign Minister last week, he didn't ask for military help and Australia didn't offer. Secretary Kerry also called the Foreign Minister of New Zealand, but its government today said it wants to monitor developments. And China's Foreign Ministry today said don't rush to judgment, even though it said Washington has explained its evidence of chemical weapons use. In the Asia Bureau, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
Nelson Mandela is home after 3 months in the hospital, though the 95-year-old is still in critical condition. Doctors say it's been arranged for the iconic former South African president to receive the same level of care at home. Who was the real target? That's one possible focus for New York City police after a baby was fatally shot while sitting in a stroller.
1-year-old Antique Hennis was shot in the head in Brooklyn last night while he sat in his stroller as his family crossed the street. The child later died in the hospital. Nobody else was hurt, but some tell us it was the baby's father who was the real target.
Even if you had a problem with somebody, it's got to be a code in the street that it's a non-deal if you see somebody with their family members.
Community activist Tony Herbert.
We don't condone shootings at all, but if it's to save lives, this is what the measures they have to take. You know, maybe that's not the proper time to take a shot at somebody. Come on.
No arrests, and police aren't releasing any other details. In New York, Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Vegas is drying out from torrential downpours and flash flooding that washed out roads or covered them in debris, stranding drivers.
Just have to drive slow through all these, all the gravel and mud and... Yeah, you just can't take it fast.
Parts of the West have more storms in the forecast. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on this Labor Day, September 2nd at 8:05 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, Redding. All the people that are out there just kind of like laying in bed, listen and jump up now and get ready to go to work. It is a great day. It's Monday, September 2nd. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live, and we've even turned the stream back on at KCNR 1460. Yeah, it was thought it had a Labor Day holiday too. Nope, we turned it right back on. Bad Bob is happy, happy, happy. What's the
currently
weather
64
like?
Degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. You're the happy, happy one. I'm glad to see that you got your juice going here at the 8 o'clock hour.
Well, you know.
Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 87. This is where we're getting into that beautiful weather that makes you want to be outside a lot. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 63. Tomorrow, Tuesday, looks like we're high of 89. Wednesday, 91. And we're staying in those beautiful temperatures, getting lows into the 60s. And the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night, don't forget pizza nights, and Tuesday through Saturday, dinner on the ranch, lunch on the ranch, full bore. Beautiful time to be out there coming up on fall. And September, it's hard to believe because this is that transitional month,
are.
Right?
Yeah.
September's always a month like, what do you do? Because it's really before summer, after summer, and before fall. So we start to think about the clothes or be back and forth. We want, you know, like I said, I'm wearing white today. But, you know, we start to think about, you know, the fall. It starts to affect, I don't know, it starts to, for me, I get introspective, and that makes me think about, you know, how I'm sleeping, how I feel, where am I going with my rest. And since we've gotten our sleep number bed, I feel like I'm sleeping at a different level. Like last night, Carl says, what number do you want to be? And I did fluctuate. I do have been fluctuating. I've gone from a 55 to a 45. And I'm kind of liking that 45 feel. So that's where I'm at. And I'm feeling like I'm, especially after being out and being active, that I need that deeper sleep with a little bit of a cushion thing around me. So the 45 works.
Well, you know, 35 is my number, and Elk Killer and I both like that. Elk Killer rolls over from your side of the bed into mine. But you know what? Just, you know, we have that ability and to sleep like that. And I wish everybody did, but everybody can. Just by heading down to our Sleep Number store, it located in the Target shopping center next to the vitamin shop. But they have, they're the only Sleep Number beds that feature dual air technology. So Linda has her own number and I have my number. And we can adjust that so that each side of the bed we can sleep any way we want to. I can't say enough about it. And the bed has been clinically proven to improve sleep quality.
Well,
there
you
go.
It
has been proven. Plus, it's made in America. And their biggest sale of the year, every Sleep Number bed is on sale. Queen mattresses now start at just $5.99. And for 1 week only, ending on Labor Day, you can save an incredible 50% on a Labor Day limited edition memory foam mattress set. It ends today, though. So you need to head on down to the Target Shopping Center to right next to the vitamin shop for our Sleep Number store. So
that's all right.
I can't say enough.
My brother has one of those beds, and he loves it.
Well, you know, Trish Clark's got one of these and has had it for 20 years.
When they come and set it up at your house, it's like...
I remember when he bought it, and I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, oh, you have no idea. He's like, I got it, and already it's just, you know, now he's had it for years, but he...
It makes
swears
a difference.
By it. Yeah. I like that it's made in America.
It's made in America.
that's
as soon as you said
thing.
That, yes. I was like,
yes,
made
right.
in America.
That well, should be all enough reason.
Speaking of made in America, I love a segue. We have with us this morning Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta with Enjoy Magazine. We've got now two stores and a fabulous new edition of September that's out with the apple in the books. We're going to find out about so much going
back
on.
Back to school.
Back to school, but you've also got some wonderful, you know, there's all,
This is chock full.
And let's talk some about your new store and some of the things that Enjoy's doing, this fall. Okay. In the month of September. Got to take a break when we come back. Okay. You guys want to take us out?
We'd love to. Sit back, relax, and we'll be right back with Enjoy. This is KCNR 1460.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for the best value in entertainment. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for life and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. You can also save a bundle when you combine Dish Net high-speed internet with your TV service. And of course, Dish is home to the award-winning technology like the Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see where the real value is. Free HD for life. Premium channels free for 3 months. Scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Plus, extra savings when you bundle with Dish Net high-speed internet service. The same channels simply cost less with Dish. Visit B&T Satellite, your local Dish authorized retailer, or call Big Doug. That's 244-3684.
Limited time offer, 24-month agreement, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee, auto pay and paperless billing, and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay, here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health, because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:12 in the morning. 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They have a great in-store deli, of course, and Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Not only that, but Joe and his people over there have started a monthly series on health that they are teaching over at Orchard Nutrition, and it is just outstanding. We're going to have a lot more information about that on these classes they're holding over there, but it's any, you know, it's things, you know, on health, blood pressure, you know, how to eat well, all of this is all going starting over at Orchard Nutrition. We're going to have a lot more on this here in the future. They're located at 221 Locust Street, or give them a call at 244-9141 right behind the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Orchard Nutrition.
All right, our guests this morning, Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
And we have a, let's talk about our September issue. What's beautiful about what you bring, always, once a month we have you, well, actually, you come on the spot once a month and then our morning show once a month, is that you get lots and lots and lots of requests from local people and all through our 13 counties where people want you to cover stories. So you really have your finger on the pulse with a lot of what's happening locally.
We have a lot of requests, and I ask people to email them to me because I get so many of them and I can hang on to them when they're emailed to me. But I think I probably have over 100 emails in my little folder that I hang on to and use them to fill holes or, you know,
at any given time.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Because there's so many interesting stories. I mean, we live in a great area. So September, we're talking about the September issue.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's talk about, you know, what's the first thing that you'd like to cover?
You know, I think this one is kind of an interesting one because we have some good history in it. Shasta Dam is getting ready to celebrate the 75th anniversary of when they started building the dam. And we also have the 50-year dedication with John F. Kennedy at Whiskeytown. So
milestones, cool. Big milestones.
Big.
And if you don't, have never looked, it's so cool. I think you showed it to me, Rhonda. If you go to YouTube or something and Google the video footage, there's beautiful video footage of JFK flying in over the lake and then landing on the dam and then giving his speech. And it's all in black and white, and it's super cool. Because, you see that kind of stuff on History Channel, and you don't necessarily think about it being in your own
town.
Being
in your own backyard.
And there it was. And you're kind of like, you know.
It's
super cool. Because you're like, wow, this could be like a really cool historic TV show.
Well, we don't think about it. There is the dam celebration, September 14th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. And that's an all week long celebration.
And that's so awesome.
So in this article, you're just talking specifically about Whiskeytown.
We have both. Whiskeytown and Shasta Dam.
And have you guys got a copy of the new Shasta Dam documentary?
Not yet.
Because there's another.
Really good.
Yeah, we got that.
We've had and the people that are running Shasta Dam have been over, and they're talking about all the great things like that 75. They're going to take an aerial photograph of people. They're going to come in there and have T-shirts on for the 75th anniversary.
Right. Yep.
They're going to have special night tours of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, this is
huge. Have never taken a tour of the dam, folks. That's another thing.
It's fun.
Being up here for all these years. It's like the Whiskeytown, the bucket list is to do a tour of the dam and to go to Whiskeytown on the kayak moonlight. I want to do that in 2013. Well, the time is getting, it's now. Mm-hmm. So it's about booking it, making it happen.
Yeah.
So I'm with you that here we are, you know, you can get busy and before you know it, you know, we don't have to go to Paris, France. We can go do wonderful things right here that are like eye-opening experiences.
We have all kinds of great stuff. And we have a story in this issue, too, about cycling in Siskiyou County, and they have some great places to bike ride, and which is another great story. So, I mean, there is so much to do here.
We always say, oh, that's a great issue, and it sounds very, I guess, rhetorical. But the thing is each one of these are like a really gift, in our opinion, to the community and to ourselves, because we work very hard at it. And every time they're done and they come in, you know, Rhonda distributes them through the office first. And it's really like opening a package because, you know, we're working on it and
we don't really see it.
Yeah.
I mean, we see it, but we don't.
So when it finally is done, we get to enjoy it as much as the community does. And, there's just so much, awesome stuff that goes on around here.
Well, the beginning paragraph is, weighing at a hefty 15 million tons, it easily keeps 4.5 million acre feet of water in place for California's thirsty Central Valley, while its spinning turbines generate hydroelectric power that's distributed to 15 western states.
All from our little area up here.
And, you know, and the fact is...
and they want to steal it.
And you say, how much cement is that? That's enough cement to put a 3-foot wide sidewalk all the way around the world.
Yeah. 6.5 million cubic yards of concrete.
That's what you would learn on your dam tour.
Yeah. There you go.
It's pretty amazing. The dam tours.
Really. And
we're setting that up today.
And you know what? There's not only is there dam tours, there's dam kids.
Yeah. There are.
Which is part of this
during the
celebration.
The dam.
And dam burger.
Yeah, that's right.
The hamburger.
That's okay. So cool.
We've got to take a quick break.
But they
here.
Have a lot of great things going on for that week. Yeah,
they do. And we're, really right, we're right in the middle of it, including the remote from the dam itself. But we got all the stuff to do. We need a quick break right here. But there's so much more in this issue. I mean, and every time we say it, oh, but there's so much more. But each issue
104
gets,
pages worth.
Each issue gets a little bit bigger and a little, and always is great, but gets better every time, which I don't understand how you can keep raising the bar every month, but you do.
We'll
be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, the gang from Enjoyer with us.
I'll tell you how we do.
If you're looking for a new home, North Valley Bank wants you to know that we're here to make your home buying process a simple one. We've got a variety of mortgage products to help you. In addition to conventional loans, we have qualified programs available that may allow up to 100% financing. We offer VA, FHA, USDA, and Home Path mortgage loans, and even programs for special properties that might not qualify for traditional financing. And now through September 30th, we're waiving the credit report fee on all pre-qualified home loan applications. To learn more, call or stop by your local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process. So make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. It's summertime and it's getting hot and dry at our favorite local ranges. When practicing with your personal protection firearm, ensure you carefully monitor your impact areas for fire. Always carry a fire extinguisher and cell phone in case of emergency. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction at 999-1822 for all of your CCW, basic firearm safety training, and private instruction. You can also visit us online at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy and I'll see you at the range.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Redding chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back. See, I got there first. 8:23 in the morning. 64 degrees in the downtown studio.
Why do you care if I'm in here doing things behind you? Here.
Mostly sunny today with temperatures around 87. We're talking to the folks from Enjoy Magazine, but this portion of the show is brought to you by
Redding Crown Motors. You know, this Redding Crown Motors is having a huge sale this weekend, Labor Day sale. Give them a call at 223-2177. They have a service department second to none. If you are looking for any type of new, used, or previously owned vehicle, well, that's, I guess that's what used is, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, or Ford, give Redding Crown Motors a call. They are absolutely huge in helping people around here, and their service department is just outstanding. 223-2177.
Big Labor Day sale.
Big Labor Day sale.
How about all those changes on Cypress that they did and gave all that extra square footage to the auto malls? Do you see that? They took that side street out that ran parallel and let all the auto malls
Lithia
take that.
That's cool.
Yeah, but... And Redding Crown Motors is across the street from that.
Well, no, they also have their Nissan division, which is right in line.
Oh, that's
true.
That's right. They just bought that.
Love it when people grow.
That is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, our guests are James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. And what a great issue this is.
We're talking in September. Welcome back, it's called.
One thing that we're really excited about is this is our fourth issue that's over 100 pages, so in a row. So that hasn't happened before.
I mean, we have had a lot of them over 100 pages, but now we have hit this consistent stride. Yeah.
Okay, so you have opened your second store in Red Bluff.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, have you
been there yet?
I haven't been there yet.
Because you guys are big Enjoy shoppers.
We are a big Enjoy shopper. In fact, I have to share this quick story. Okay, because my girlfriend was turning 60. Mm-hmm. I was looking for something specific, and I couldn't find that something specific. So I went, well, you know what? She loves art. Let me go in to Enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in and bought but could not have been the perfect fit. Sent it to her. She called me, she's kind of struggling, like, what am I going to do with, with her art and where am I? So I felt like I was able to take something from a local artist, an inspiration piece, and inspire what my best girlfriend, who is also an artist. And I think that's what the beauty of art and the beauty of things that are made locally that you can send to people. And so anyway, that's my Enjoy story. And it really did. She called me it was just so meaningful. And the card that had dancing shoes on it because we were in the Gold Diggers together.
Uh-huh.
So I said, it's in the back of the card, which was handmade too locally, said, we danced. And so it was very meaningful. So that's my latest Enjoy. Well,
thanks for sharing.
Find.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Really sweet.
Yeah. So we do have the second store, as you mentioned. So you guys have to get down there because it'll be right up your alley. It's on Main Street. It's on the 600 block, which I say is the little Rodeo Drive of Red Bluff is the 600 block of
the Rodeo Drive of Red Bluff.
Yes. What do people think? It's almost like, oh, it's an Anderson. Oh, just saying anything like, really, it's really just a sneeze away.
It is.
What a beautiful
time. But you
can
make a day of it because their downtown is so, it's a large downtown.
Have lunch, have a cup of coffee, enjoy your, yes.
You have to remember this is Redding where Robbie Cleary says, and I said, so what kind of traffic do you get, Robbie? She says, well, that nobody realizes, but the river has a drawbridge on it. And then you talk to Sierra Gibbs. They say the same thing. People do not cross the river for some reason.
Yep.
But now you can head on down to Red. Well, there's a reason to go to Red Bluff.
Our plight is that we're right next to the parking structure downtown.
Okay.
And
our
store. And nobody will, they'll say, oh, this is my first time in. Why? Oh, well, there was a parking space up front. There's 500 parking spaces across the street. Oh, no, I won't. What? I can't park across the street.
That must be a 20-second walk.
Give us a little view inside of the new addition because we've talked about it before, but now we're coming into fall and Christmas. So you start to think about, I like to get my shopping in October done for Christmas. So.
There's a plethora of stories in this issue that we've talked about. And I don't know, I was listening to you, but kind of half processing.
I was thinking about the Red Bluff store
different? What is different?
Yeah,
the Red Bluff store is much larger. It carries a lot of the same products, has a few different ones because of their marketplace and where they are. The very cool thing about that is that the owners down there have implemented a wine bar and a coffee bar. So you can actually go down there and rent the space out if you want to have an event because there's enough to have, I don't know what they're, you could have 40 people, 50 people maybe in there. They have, what's the wine? I'm sorry. I totally spaced out.
I can't remember either. I'm sorry.
Anyway, they have. Wine. And then we also serve North Point coffee, which is out of Mount Shasta. There we have a barista that's there.
Oh.
So you can get any of your coffees. But you can also sit. We have a small little tasting menu that are all the products of there. So you can sit and have wine and try some cheeses from Grazer's, which is Sierra Nevada's new cheese.
Okay.
You can do a chocolate plate. You can do nuts. I mean, so there's a variety of things that you
can
do.
They just have more room to do that
kind of
thing.
Okay, so I pledge to you and to, I'm going to take a girlfriend, somebody, you know, in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to head to
Red Bluff. All out on Facebook, because on Facebook too, both of our facilities, you know, in our What's in Store section of the magazine where we feature one of our artists, which this month we'll talk about, in a little bit, is the, Hat Creek Beef. We now have Hat Creek Beef at our store.
They are, in fact, they're getting ready to have a big event here.
Yes, they are.
We've been running some spots for it.
So we do tastings and things like that in the store. But they have actually girls' night at their place, too, where you just come with your girlfriend, and it's just a bunch of people that come and show up, and you can
enjoy. In Red Bluff.
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, that sounds
so
like
there's
fun.
There's a lot of things that go on. And our store down there also has shoes. So.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's all you had to say.
We have to go to break.
Whoa, we have to go to a break. Wait, everybody wants to hear about shoes. Where do we need shoes?
I wanted to drop that bomb right before break so I could watch you drool all through the commercial.
Linda Stay just took on a new meaning. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We have Enjoy Magazine with us. We're going to find out some more things that are happening in North State with James Masada and Rhonda Ball. We'll be right back.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Congress won't reconvene until September the 9th, though they will hold hearings on the president's decision to go after Syria. Meanwhile, the Navy is augmenting its fleet in the region.
Senior defense officials tell Fox News the aircraft carrier Nimitz, which has been in the Indian Ocean, is now near the Red Sea. The Nimitz and its four destroyers could move through the Suez Canal into the Med in the coming days.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. There are already half a dozen destroyers in the eastern Mediterranean, and the president meets today with GOP Senators John McCain and Lindsey Graham. The Yosemite National Park wildfire is now 60% contained, although it still covers nearly 360 square miles of territory. And on this Labor Day, there are some signs of improvement in the job market, but there are signs of a weak workforce.
The labor force participation study suggests Americans who can work are choosing not to.
Fox's Marianne Rafferty, Fox News.
We report, you decide.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Henry Jack Minnie of Hat Creek Grown Grass-Fed Beef. Pam and I would like to invite you to our ranch on Sunday, September 8th from 10 to 3 for a day of food and fun. We'll start with a ranch tour, followed by a cooking demonstration, then a meal of brisket tacos by Chef Travis Hickey of Crumbs Restaurant. All this and more for a $5 donation. To RSVP, email Pam at hatcreekgrown.com. Remember, that's Sunday, September 8th. Hope to see you there on the ranch in Hat Creek.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and DeBott. Good morning. It is 8:34 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue, my friends there. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and for veterans, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. Yes, Man's Last Stronghold. Love it there. They are good people, and they provide so much for our community. The Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guests today are James Masada and Rhonda Ball from Enjoy Magazine. And one of the commercials you just heard is for the Hat Creek Ranch there. Mm-hmm. And Hat Creek Meat. They're having a get-together on Sunday.
September 8th.
Out at the ranch. And,
which is beautiful.
It is, absolutely. It's up in Fall River.
Well, it's kind of, it's past Old Station.
Okay.
Like on your way. So you go past Mount Lassen and then you kind of start heading northeast.
Okay.
And it follows the Hat Creek, runs right through the ranch and, it's on your way the back way to Bernie versus going
right,
directly.
The back way. So you kind of come up and take that. Yep. Okay. Go up. Okay. But I think it's going to be a great time for everybody.
It will
up
be
there. And it's a good way to find out what local growers are doing, especially with this organic beef that they're selling.
Yep.
And
grass fed, no antibiotics.
Absolutely.
Okay. I've got a couple things that I've seen here that you maybe you're not, pulled to, but the, haunted house full of history.
I have to say something
would
about
you
that.
Please do.
Oh my gosh. I was really intrigued by this because it's not for sure, but it's almost positive, but they think that this house was designed by, what's her name? Julia Morgan, who was the first woman architect in California. And she also designed Hearst Castle and the, castle at Wintoon.
Okay.
And so they think that she designed this house as well. And, they're working on getting that,
verified.
So anyway, it was a mortuary. So they have fixed it up as an inn and they have four rooms as a bed and breakfast. Mm-hmm. But they also have, you can also see like history of the, where the mortuary was. And I believe that's downstairs. So they have a lot of history. They say the house is haunted and they hear footsteps and that kind of stuff. But I thought it was really interesting because of who designed the house and it was a woman and she was the first woman architect in California.
Maybe
really?
We need to have this house on Outside the Wire.
Yeah, absolutely.
You
we definitely
who find out who runs the house there.
Most hauntings, it says, are audible, like footsteps, screeching and scraping go off immediately for no apparent reason.
And there was a book written by a woman in Dunsmuir called The Mortician's Wife, and it was based, she used that house as, and she's written another, I think she's going to have three total books, but I have not read it, but I think I'm going to go try and find it.
Well, people are intrigued with this.
Have you stayed in this house?
I have not.
People are intrigued.
Would you?
Yeah. I think it would be.
I grew up during the summers with Johnny Cash's grandchildren. We grew up on Lake Elowen, down in Three Rivers. And Blanche, we called her Grandma Blanche, was the head of the house. It was an Armenian family, and it was a camp. And that's where we stayed during the summers, us kids. And the house was haunted. And, literally, in the middle of the night, the piano would start playing. I mean, things, just weird things. But Blanche was always like their good spirits. And, they may hug you at night. If it scares you, just tell them to leave you alone. And they do. So for me, the experience was very real. So for me, this wouldn't bother me. I mean, I suppose there are things in the universe that aren't positive, but, it's not something to, I think, just initially be afraid of. I think that, you need to just kind of experience it yourself and see what you do. So, yeah, I would definitely stay there. Yeah.
All right.
I think it would be cool.
Well, maybe we ought to Outside the Wire after that you two go
Rhonda
there and
I
spend
went
the night and then come down and talk about it.
You won't?
No, I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, we are. We'll go there.
I'm bringing my psychics. I'm bringing my psychics with me.
Well, Rhonda and I went to another story we did on a house. Well, oh yeah. Well, you know, what's his name?
Mike. The Weaverville house.
Yes. When we went there.
Face toward the mics when you're talking.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. And there was there in one of the hutches is a skull and he took it out and we were like, you know, who's it belong to kind of a scenario. And we're like, Ron and I are tapping each other and I'm like, you know, this is really weird. And so I said something about being the house, is the house haunted? And he goes, I don't really know. There's some strange. As soon as we said that, remember all the lights in the house went, started flickering and we looked at each other and started kicking each other on the table like, and he goes, well, I have to show you something really weird. Let's go to the attic. Remember that thing? And he went in there and there was this doll and this carriage that was so creepy.
Yeah.
And we're crawling around this attic of this house and I looked at her and I said, you know, the house just started flickering. Why are we in the attic crawling around looking for scary dolls?
Yeah. Well, it is true. I definitely too. Well, when we take a break, which will be just here in a second, let's talk about, Mr. Brown. Mr. Brown. And, that's, it sounds like a really empowering story as well too. Yeah. So let's go, we're at 66 degrees here. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Jeff Granberry from Reading Electric Utility. REU strives to offer a variety of assistance programs to our eligible customers. Are you aware of the many programs that REU offers to help our lower income customers? Programs such as REU's Lifeline Rate Discount Program, which helps income qualified seniors or households with a disabled family member living in the home. Also, REU's new Lifeline Plus Program for extremely low income customers who qualify for assistance. Or the CARES program, which provides a one-time emergency financial assistance to help income-qualified REU customers. Another valuable program funded through customer donations is the REU Share program, or simply helping another receive energy. This program is designed to assist fixed-income seniors pay their energy bills. Please contact REU to see if you or a family member qualifies for any of our assistance programs. For more information, call REU at 339-7200 or visit us at reupower.com. Reading Electric Utility, REU, we're here for you.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelle water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelle product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we are in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. The pulse of Shasta County is a pounding this morning on Labor Day. 66 degrees, 8:44 in the morning. And just remember that if you want a great vacation, why don't you make it a staycation on Lake Shasta? with Holiday Harbor.
She's got it.
Yeah.
Houseboats, ski boats, and jet skis.
Baby,
and they've got a package.
Got it.
They've got a package deal that's going to fit any budget. Like going out and have a great time out there without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. Give them a call at 238-2383 or check out lakeshasta.com.
That's so much fun, Linda. You know what I want to do? I told Rhonda this on the spot when we do the on the spot.
Okay.
Is one of these days we're going to just absolutely barricade the door with alcohol bottles. we're going to strangle the producer. And then we're going to be live on air, and we're going to do whatever the, you know,
karaoke.
What we want.
Karaoke.
Oh, no, no.
That's James will do that.
Yeah, you're going to bring out all your favorite,
not to death, Bob. I just said strangle to, you pass out.
Yeah,
just you pass out. That's Savannah. You're going to strangle Savannah?
Oh, yeah. Oh. She'll be in on it. She'll be like, what do you want to play? Let's play some wild.
No, not Savannah. Savannah looks like she might actually participate.
Hey, let's talk about something else that you've got. This is another wonderful article called Hello, Mr. Brown.
Well, it's funny because my wife must be at the house with her ears burning because she just texted me and said, Mr. Brown spoke at NECO Spiritual Enrichment Camp in Mountain Meadows this weekend. My kids just went to Spiritual Enrichment Camp through their school, and Mr. Brown obviously came up and presented to them.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
He talks a lot about making the right choices and, you know, having respect for yourself and respect for other people. And he talks to young people from kindergarten through college. And
this is an article we have on Mr. Brown, and it's on page 75 of this month's issue of Enjoy the September issue. And it's a great little fun little layout. But it's funny because we say Mr. Brown as if it's an introduction, but really his first name is Mr.
Yep.
And his last name is Brown.
Well, I love
he is Mr. Brown.
I love the whole, the feeling of, I'm sure what this man, projects. He says something, quoted, you make choices and your choices make you.
Exactly.
Oh,
and I think
amen.
that is mm-hmm. what we teach our children. Yep. You make your choices and your choices make you. And it's a lifelong lesson, really. Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, well,
no,
you
is.
Make that choice.
Right.
Yeah. I say that a lot.
How many times do you say that?
Yeah. About 700 times a day.
Yeah. And he says that he would rather connect than lecture. So, you know, and I think that, he just has that gift where he's able to connect with kids and he's been in Shasta County since 2009.
What a gift.
Yeah, yep.
And his wife is quite talented. She actually sells handmade flower bouquets in our store. So they are very organic and rustic, all paper. So she takes paper clippings and turns them into beautiful flowers and then mm-hmm. makes rose bouquets out of newsprint mm-hmm. and then wraps them in a really just – very thick construction type paper for the wrapping around the
vase. Oh, they're really
the vase.
Pretty.
They're
really
beautiful. Pretty. They're absolutely beautiful. Yeah.
Have you done an article regarding, you said that he spoke at your children's spiritual enrichment camp. Have you done an article about that camp? I'm not familiar with it, and we'd like to know more about it.
I don't think we ever have.
Where did you go?
This one was at Mountain Meadows.
That's
and
where
then,
I'm going to be going there in 2 weeks for Leadership Reading for a...
Oh,
and
workshop,
then
yeah.
my so that was my younger son, that is my sixth grader, and then my older son's camp was at the camp that's just up the road right there in Viola, where the big turn, you know, when mm-hmm. you're going into the national forest mm-hmm. and I unfortunately feel bad because I'd love to give them a plug out, but my kids have gone to both those camps for years.
Well, next time, but I think that would be an interesting show
mm-hmm.
to be able to have the camp leaders on and talk about what camp, you know, how vital it is for kids to be able to have the opportunity to go to camp.
Mm-hmm.
What you learn outside of family and camp is amazing.
This is a school trip. My son's school believes strongly in doing that. So, I mean, they just came back to school. They're only in their second week, and the first thing they do when they come back is load them up and send them to camp. And that's to kind of prepare them and let them prepare for the school year and get better bonded with their classmates, living in cabins and, you know, doing night games in the forest and, you know, and then they bring them home and they're much more bonded, you
that's
know?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I think we have some friends who just had their kids come back from camp and I said, well, what, they're really involved in sports. And I said, well, she said, oh, she hasn't seen her in the last couple of days. Why? Well, they just came home from camp. I thought, well, aren't they in school? So
yes.
Now it's making sense mm-hmm. to me. Okay. Uh-huh.
You know, when he talks about time changes things, and time changes things, but it doesn't change what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have those strong beliefs that as time changes, you shouldn't change what you believe in just to go along with what's going on right then.
True.
And I think that people that are out there, when they come to these camps are things that they talk about. So, I don't know if they had anything to do except it kind of, I was trying to figure out what exactly that saying was and I never did find it, but
so that's all essentially about what Mr. It is. Brown.
Yeah. Well, we have a lot of stories in this issue and how about, let's talk about the Farwood Bar and Grill.
Have you been there?
Nope.
Oh.
See, now all these things I'm excited
it's
about
It's in
trying.
Orland, yeah. So okay. you'll have to go to Red Bluff and then go to Orland afterwards.
Okay, so let's hear about this. Sounds like a Harley, like we'd have to ride a Harley there.
Oh, yeah. I'll ride with you.
Okay. I just cranked it up yesterday.
Yeah, he's got his trickle chargers. I think it's done, huh?
Yeah, it's ready. We're ready to roll.
Well, let's hear about this inn
well,
or the grill.
I'm actually going to be going down with our other owner of the other store on the, I think it's the 6th of September, because we're going to be heading down to do our next feature story of Red Rock Olive Oil. And we're going to stop and we're going to have dinner at Farwood along the way. So I'm really excited about that. The story is just about, you know, the restaurant and how it got started and the struggles. But now it's become a very successful stop. Amazing, amazing food, world-class food, very much all about local and using local products, you know, whenever possible. A big trend, obviously, in restaurants these days is trying to, you know,
source your food. They're trying to go from the garden to the plate.
Yes, and that's exactly how they are.
I think it's a great idea. Frankly, you know, I would much rather eat like that and have, if they know where the food came from, the vegetables and all this and the meat, and they put that on your plate. It's, then have something you're not sure when, especially every time you pick up the paper or anything, you find out that we're spreading certain diseases by things we import.
Right.
Well, not to mention too, just the transportation of our food in such far distances. If there's a problem, you know, with something somewhere and you put it on a truck and bring it to your front door,
yeah,
you're bringing the problem to you. I mean, it's just in general, it's much better to eat the food and stuff that's right around you.
How many times have we driven past Orland and we have not? This is beautiful. So that's a definite destination here.
You will be very happy.
Especially when we're tuning that Harley up for the month of September and October. So, all right, let's take a break. Casey and our 1460, you're listening to Free Fire Radio. And guess what? Mr. Damus a lot.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I are seeing a lot more folks coming in and out of the Redding plant now that the construction's all done. So bring in those boats and motorhomes so we can fill up your propane bottles and top off your boat tanks with ethanol-free 93 for all the off-highway toys. It's a lot cheaper here than out at the lake. We have a couple of double-walled tanks and convolts available if you need anything. Give Johnny or Danny a call. In Corning, construction's almost done at Robin's new building, so stop by and fill up and say hello. She's always there. In Weaverville, Michelle's been very busy with all the loggers and construction folks, so stop by and let her fill up your propane bottles and top off your boats on the way to the lake. It's got to be cooler. Northern Lights Energy. Whether you need kerosene, gas, diesel, or oil, we have a little bit of everything. So give us a try. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
An insurance adjuster called me. Don, we have a car that was in a front-end collision and repaired. 3 times now, a steering bushing has failed. No one can fix the problem. We will have to buy the car if you can't fix it. The bushing in question was made of rubber. It was stretched out of alignment about 1/2 inch, causing it to wear extremely fast. We have 3 different laser beam systems for collision repair. I selected the one I call our detective laser. The laser beam led me to an area that was 1/2 inch too short, but there was no evidence of damage. I suspected someone had hidden the damage by covering it with thick undercoating. With a pocket knife, I peeled the undercoating away and discovered a deep buckle. As I stretched the vehicle's frame on our Megaliner frame machine, the largest and most powerful machine in Northern California, I could see the bushing relax and the buckle disappear. I knew there would be no further problems. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Veterans of all eras in need of employment. Redding Veterans Resource Center has job development services for all veterans in need of employment. Need help finding a job, preparing a resume, helping with interview skills, or filling out an application. Call Redding Veterans Resource Center at 223-3211 or stop by at 280 Hempstead Drive in Redding. Again, all veterans in need of employment, call 223-3211.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
Well, I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire down. Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabot, our last segment of the day here. Tomorrow, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka and the Asphalt Cowboys are rolling in here. That should be interesting. Asphalt Cowboys have this big barbecue going, and Dr. Piyush Dhanuka is always ready to launch out on things that he sees happening in America, and especially with our medical care. He is really quite interesting. And this portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. You know, Mike and his team have done just amazing jobs. They did an amazing job in our kitchen. And from granite kitchens and bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. Mike Huber and Estate Granite and More is our guy of choice, our artist of choice when it comes to redoing our house. Give him a call at 241-7866.
He also sells us smoker barrels. Fabulous. You'll see him outside when you drive by the Enjoy store.
That's right.
And
barbecue slash smoker.
Barbecue slash smoker.
It is. It's a great.
We still have to get him over. So I mean, we've made some wonderful things out of it, but I know he's also got his, you know.
He's got a special trick. Rhonda Ball and James Masada are with us today. Rhonda, you have a shout out.
I have a shout out to my mom and dad and my cousin Sharon who are at my house right now and up visiting for the weekend and actually going home today. But, we had a great weekend, lots of family up and celebrated birthdays and showers.
Nice people.
Yeah, it was
great, congratulations. And I will say to your mom and dad, you have a wonderful daughter and we've had great joy in
good times.
You guys did really well with raising this child because she is a wonderful human being who contributes greatly to our community.
I'd like to do an episode where we bring the parents on and really talk about Rhonda.
Well, you know, the thing is that we'll give you our website's open. So if your parents want to write to us later, we can talk about you later on the show.
Okay, yeah.
Do we have anything that's been like, you know, something that's been like just completely sweeping the world by storm? Do you guys have anything like Duck Dynasty, like Duck Color or anything like that that you ever get in the store? That's local up here where people have some kind of thing like that?
No, but that should be.
It would be a great story. You know,
We have businesses up here that go around, I mean, that are international businesses.
Oh, yeah, lots of them.
Lots of them from right here in town. And we ought to have something like that.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, it's, of course, not Duck Calls, but,
We do have somebody that makes, right?
Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard about them yet. There's, and I'm sure you probably have, and you're going to be writing a story about these guys who make amps out of Shingletown.
Yes.
They're probably on your list for another one.
Yep. So that's been
real quick, Rhonda, do this because I think this is important. This is a cool thing and I'm really excited about it.
I'm really excited too. Our first issue this month was the winner of the student writer contest, which is open for kindergarten through 12th grade and they can send in a story. We have a theme. The next theme is the gift and it'll be published in the December issue. A 300 word story. That has something to do with the gift, and it could be anything. So that starts, or that cutoff date is September 15th. So the Writers Forum and Enjoy Magazine have partnered.
It's page 85 in this month. It's our first time, and we're going to be doing it quarterly, and we're super excited because we're really going to start embracing student writers.
Yes. Wonderful.
And getting some younger people and the youth involved in the magazine.
Nate Santee, eight.
He's eight, and then we're asking for photographers so students can take pictures that have to do with the same theme. And then we're inviting a senior in high school to come to our office, and they can design the page. We didn't have anybody this month, but we're hoping that next month or for the December issue, we'll get a senior to do the graphic design. So just to kind of get kids involved in, you know, writing again.
Being creative. Because
this could be their first experience as in journalism or graphic design or photography.
They could say they were published.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, this is where their minds go, aha, this is something that I want to do for the rest of my life.
It.
And we launch a great writer from Enjoy Magazine someday or a world-renowned photographer.
That'd be awesome. So we're really excited about this.
Thank you for the mentoring. That's mentoring our youth and putting in positive energy once
And the
again.
Writers Forum is awesome. They just kind of embrace this and we've partnered and it's been great. So we're excited.
Well, great issue.
It is a great issue.
Darn
104
good
pages
issue.
This is the fourth month in a row that you've gone over 100, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can probably look forward to, especially this time of the year.
Right.
And
next
well
month,
over 100.
Yeah. And next month we're celebrating our 7th birthday. So that's
Hoorah.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Go check out the store again and, find some creative art and jewelry and food and woodwork and just, you know, you name it. It's wonderful stuff that is made from the North State at the Enjoy Store, here off of California as well as in Red Bluff.
Yes, ma'am.
And we just want to announce to everybody that we've also just signed our contracts that we are bringing high school football to KCNR.
Oh, nice.
We're going to be starting this Friday with Shasta and I believe, West Valley. Is going to be starting this Friday.
Thank you,
Remember,
James and Rhonda.
Thank you, guys.
Good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Technically, Congress is still on vacation until next week, but dozens of lawmakers are now back in Washington as President Obama pushes for military action in Syria. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in D.C.
And the first official act will be a hearing of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee tomorrow. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel and Secretary of State John Kerry both set to testify. The House Foreign Affairs panel will hold a hearing Wednesday. No word yet who will testify before that panel. Meanwhile, individual Senate and House members have been fielding phone calls from the President, his Chief of Staff, or the Vice President, urging those lawmakers to vote to authorize the use of military force against Syria. Lisa.
And Rich, as the debate ramps up, so do the Pentagon preparations.
The USS Nimitz was originally supposed to be heading home from the Indian Ocean last week.
But the Navy has since decided to keep two aircraft carrier groups in the Gulf.
Now the Nimitz, with its four additional destroyers, each